You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say you're too big. Hey. For error,
for error,
you're too wise.
Thank you, yes, thank you, yes, thank you for being God. He is good to you, He is good to me, and we are super grateful. You are welcome, yes, you are, to this beautiful week. Welcome to this amazing period in all our life. I believe we're set for a super, super amazing, supercharged time. I know God's got a whole lot in store for us. So yes, welcome. Beautiful song there by Travis Graham. Thank you for being God. So how's it been for you? How's it been? We're gradually coming to the very end of August 2020. How has it been? Listen, God has been good to us. So we're thanking Him for being God, all right? And I think we've also come to the end of our 23rd Psalm thingy. All right. It's been wonderful. You could just backtrack, listen again and again and again and again. The different things we've been able to cover. I trust there's been revelation. I trust there's been insight. I trust there has been so like beautiful impartation of and by the Holy Ghost. So, hey, the 23rd Psalm. You ready? Okay. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So today we are in the third verse, all right? He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. NLT says, He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. The Passion Translation says, that's where He restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in His footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to His name. The Amplified Classic says, He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in paths of righteousness, uprightness, right standing with Him, not for my earning it, but for His name's sake. So it's beautiful. God restores. So I'd like you to have in mind that the third verse is just right behind the second verse, which we had a bit of time to deal with last week. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. So verse 3 opens up. He restores my soul. All right. He restores my soul. And I love the fact that this 23rd Psalm still, which we've dealt with, you know, at the very, 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 very beginning. All right. Many weeks ago, this 23rd Psalm, it instills, it communicates with clarity the role of the shepherd. And I love it. See, I mean, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack. He makes me lie down in green pasture. The shepherd puts in an effort. And then he leads me beside the still waters. Still more effort. He restores my soul. I mean, I'm refreshed from this quiet, gentle stream. I've had a turbulent season, turbulent time, maybe in relationship, maybe in business. Maybe certain things not going the way I want them to go. I allow my shepherd. He leads me. Because even if he wants to lead me, if I say no, it's not going to flow easily, all right? He leads. He says that way. And I trust him and I go in that direction. Things seem turbulent, but I get to this quiet, gentle stream. I get to this quiet place, this beautiful resting place. My heart is calm. My heart is calm, all right? And like we dealt with last week, I'm at rest. I trust him. All things are working together. I'm at rest. I'm able to see into the waters. I'm able to see clearly. I'm able to hear better. And then I am refreshed. Hallelujah. He refreshes me. Your soul is refreshed. And he leads you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You've received strength. You're revived. You're renewed. All right? Because that's what the shepherd wants. He wants you better. He wants you stronger. Hey, he wants you renewed. He wants you refreshed. He wants you restored. Listen, when the heart is affected, no, we can't function effectively. All right? So here, the 23rd Psalm, the psalmist uses the word soul. Okay? Soul. And you realize from God's word, the soul is important to God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and the 23rd verse, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, Paul writes, all right, says, I pray that God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see there, all right, Paul talking about the three parts of man, the threefold nature of man. We've got the spirit, the soul, the body, all right? So classically, the spirit is the real man, the real you, all right? The core, all right? The life center. There within, God communicates to the spirit. God made man in his own image. God is spirit, so man is spirit like God. So we have the soul, all right? The soul there has the mind, the will, and the emotions. Of course, we have the physical body. So through or with the physical body, we're able to contact, all right, the physical realm. And then with the spirit, of course, the spirit realm, the soul is the interface. The soul is the interface. With the soul, we're able to draw, all right, from the things the body connects with from the spirit or physical realm. With the soul, we're able to draw also from things the spirit connects with in the spirit realm. For instance, you know, someone says, oh, God speaks to me. And people wonder, oh, how exactly did he speak? All right. God would have given an impulse, all right, an instruction, direction to your spirit. But then your soul was properly able to interpret it. Did you get that? So it's just that, you know, it gets into the soul. And then you find the soul is, you know, that interface also with people. We connect, we socialize, we react, we feel. So the soul, yes, is together with the spirit, but the soul has its own faculties, as it were. So the soul has the mind, the will, the emotions. Did you get that? Now the soul is with the spirit, not separatable, but yes, can be separated by the word. I trust I'll be able to deal with that soon enough. Soon enough, like very soon. I know this coming Sunday's influence of spirit, I will be talking, because if you followed us yesterday, you realize we dealt with a place, okay, of emotions. And I ended there, couldn't get into it. Just said a little bit, very little, teeny bitty about it. All right, so I said next Sunday we will. So, yep, next Sunday we will touch that better. We might still do a bit here today. Well, this week, I should say. Now, I'm saying this because the place of the soul is important. Super important. All right? So he restores your soul. Are you listening this morning or afternoon or whatever time zone this might meet you? And then you feel hurt, broken, battered, bruised. Things have not gone right well. You've got to, don't forget last week, come from the place of rest. But I need to point out something super clear to you today. And that's the fact that a broken heart, an affected soul is important to the Lord. An affected soul is important to him. He wants to help. He wants to heal. He wants to minister. Did you get that? He wants to help. He wants to heal. He wants to minister. The 43rd Psalm, all right, the 5th verse of that Psalm, 43 verse 5, the psalmist says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him, for he is the health of my countenance. He is my God." Why are you downcast? Why? Put your trust in God. So have you been affected, broken, disappointed? You find that very many times unconsciously, we now draw really from the bitterness and draw certain conclusions that might not be healthy, certain conclusions that might not help. I know one person might have hurt you. Doesn't mean everybody will. Oh, I know the people close to you that might have trusted you. Oh, you had expectations. They put you down. But sometimes we now draw the wrong conclusions such that when God eventually sends the right kind of person or the right sets of people, we might miss them because we drew the conclusion on the negative one. Do you understand that? For instance, it's like, you know, having to relate with a Judas and then there's a Peter. All right. So Judas is a guy, all right, that, yeah, he betrays you. All right. Sells you off for some dough. All right. And then feels bad, walks away. But hey, your life is ending because of Judas. But Peter is the guy that disappoints you. All right. He denies you 3 big times. And then, hey, I don't know you. I don't know you. You're hurt. You're battered. You're bruised. You're crushed. But something we need to learn by revelation is Peter staggered and Peter will be back. Please can understand this. Peter staggers, Peter will be back. So Jesus saw the difference. He said, one was a son of perdition, but he said to Peter, I prayed for you. You will be restored. You will strengthen your brethren. It takes the Holy Spirit to recognize, all right, to decipher, to see the difference between the two. If not everybody around, it's a Judas, or every Peter that disappoints is, hey, goodbye forever. Don't come close. You denied me not once, not twice, 3 times. Come on. There's nothing you ever want to tell me. Be gone. All right, I'm going to deal with you with a 10-foot pole. I don't have a business with you. But when our soul is healed, we're able to see better. When our soul is healed, we're able to think better because our trust, yes, is not in people. Our trust is in the Lord. And then you trust him, he redirects you. He refreshes you and he says, open up again to this one. You say, no, Lord, but the trust. Lord, I don't trust anybody. I trust you. I trust you. Yes, in trusting him, he would still have us relate with people. And he will guide you. Don't forget, he restores your soul. He leads you in paths of righteousness for his namesake. He restores your soul. He leads you in paths of righteousness for his namesake. He restores your soul. So you are strengthened. You're coming from that quiet, gentle stream. You're rested. You're revived. Your trust is in him. Your strength is renewed. He keeps leading you. He will give you direction. Please understand this. The 124th, that's 124, right? The 124th Psalm. Let's just read all through from verse 1 to 8, all right? It says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, all right, then they had swallowed up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, all right, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Oh, blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. 7 says, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. We are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is beautiful. Allow me quickly just run through it. Again, if it had not been the Lord, all right, who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Where's your help? In God. Where's your hope? In God. Where's your confidence? In God. So you trust him. This whole 23rd Psalm is all about trust. You wouldn't follow the Lord as your shepherd if you didn't trust him. All right? And I know it's easy. I mean, you would hardly find anyone say, well, I don't trust God. I don't trust God. I know we hardly say that, but our actions would always speak. Don't forget, faith without works is dead. Our actions will reveal. Do I trust him? Do I trust him on this? Do I trust him in this revelation I'm having? Do I trust him here? Do I trust him there? All right, if you don't trust him, you won't allow him lead you, all right, to the quiet grass, the gentle streams. You won't allow him. You get into the valley of shadow of death, you will say to yourself, I'm sunk. I'm dead. I'm hopeless. Each of it reflects you have to trust God. How would someone set a table before you, for you in front of your enemies? Well, what would you do? Eat? If you don't trust that he has everything covered, you would not be confident enough to face what he's put in front of you. You will be distracted about the people around you. Oh, but he restores my soul. He restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God has a name to protect, right? God has a lot to do, a lot to accomplish, a lot to achieve. So I said earlier, and it's important you and I see this, all right, that ministering to the brokenhearted is the ministry, all right? It is a commitment of the Lord. So the 34th verse, I know you know Psalm 34, but you and I just got to read it, right? Okay, so it depends on which part of Psalm 34 we're all familiar with, but the 34th verse, okay? So Psalm 34 and the 18th verse says, the Lord is near unto them that are broken heart. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart. And he saves such of a contrite spirit. God is near them. All right? Broken heart. And then a contrite spirit. Now, of course, there's a broken hearted and then there's a broken heart. But yes, sometimes sounds one and the same and then it could be put together. All right? But when you've gone through, because, hey, very important thing to note, child of God. So I'd like us to get some enlightenment of this beautiful verse from a couple of Bible translations. It makes it interesting. And please receive revelation. Allow this breathe revelation to you. Please, if you're hurt, you're battered, you're bruised, you're crushed, the Lord is your go-to person. Yes, I mean, there are many trusted people I believe you can find around you whom you could talk to. How about I tried? Even the people I thought would never hurt me. Sometimes it might be that you were expecting them to help you one way, but even God might want them to help you another way. You've got to get that. All right? And then, you know, you want them to, so you're hurt. And then you want them to say, oh, yeah, you're hurt. Oh, they did you bad. Now, God might need one or two of them to say, okay, they did you bad, so get up. Get up and move. But you're not ready to move, so you don't want to hear anybody telling you to move. Same thing that sounds like. It sounds like, oh, you're not on my side. You never know what I'm going through. You never know what happened to me. You never know what you're going to know. But God wants to reach out to you. And he needs you to act out in faith, on resting, and in trusting him. So Psalm 34, the 18th verse, NLT. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. So if this is your case, if this is your condition or the case or condition of someone close to you, share the verse with the person. The Lord is close to you. He rescues you. The easy to read says the Lord is close to those who have suffered disappointment. He saves those who are discouraged. So this is you, like I said earlier, don't come up with, well, I won't trust anybody. It's just me and God. It's just me and God. And God knows he will put people around you to still bless you. So when you trust him, not trust the resolution you have made. Please understand this. Don't trust your resolution. Trust him so that when he leads you and says, I want you to relate now with this person. Oh, no, 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 Lord. Blah, 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 blinky, blinky, blanka, blanka, whatever it is you want to say. You trust him. So I read it again. The Lord is close to those who have suffered disappointment. Have you? Also, you know, share the verse with the person. This is easy to read version. He saves those who are discouraged. The Passion Translation says the Lord is close to all whose hearts are crushed by pain. And he's always ready to restore the repentant one. So that's why I talked about the broken heart, the broken hearted. All right, so someone could have a broken and a contrite heart. All right, so you feel bad. You're broken. Oh, I really feel bad about this thing that I've done. I shouldn't have done it. I really feel like, you know, so the person is broken. So they both apply, all right? They both apply. So NIV, the Lord is close to the broken hearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Message Translation says, if your heart is broken, you will find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he would help you catch your breath. God is available to help you. God is available to strengthen you. He rescues people. Please get this. It's what he loves to do. Do you understand? It's what he loves to do. Psalm 147. So wonderful a psalm. Listen. Do you remember, all right, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus was reading, right, from Isaiah chapter 60, all right? So in Luke 4, 18, Jesus speaking. And then we got to talk about the Spirit of God being upon him because he's been anointed. You remember all of that? All right. Now, you and I are going to get there, but right after this. So Psalm 147, all right, from verse 1 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. Did you get that? I'll take verse 2 again. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He binds together the outcasts. He gathers together, rather, the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. You might want to say, I'm healed, all right? I'm healed. This broken heart of mine is healed. He's healed. You feel like, can someone say that? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted. My soul is restored. My strength is renewed. Don't forget what we looked at in rest last week. Okay, you need faith to enter into the rest. If you don't mix this with faith, you would keep wanting the Lord to do something or like, you know, perform an outright miracle. Is it possible for him to reach out, you know, supernaturally? Yes. But the core method of operation is faith. So in Isaiah 61, the Bible says, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This was what Jesus read in Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prisons to them that are bound. This is God's word. You need to get this. This is God's word. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. All right? And I'm using the NKJV, that's New King James, to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So Jesus opens the Bible. Or, you know, he opens a scroll, he opens what was given in the synagogue, and this was what he read out. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me, amongst other things, to heal the brokenhearted. And then we have so many brokenhearted folk, Christians committing suicide, Christians getting hurt, Christians being bruised and not being able to eat for a couple of days. Things have hit at them. They are crushed. I love the fact that the psalmist would learn to speak to his soul. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Why are you downcast? You remember the popular Psalm 103? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Do not forget his benefits. He's speaking to himself. If the psalmist had this revelation of speaking to himself, the church should have much more. Oh, but I know what I'm going through is hurtful. Yes, speak to yourself. Guys, what we meditate on grows bigger. What we allow gets stronger. But when you begin to speak words, you neutralize what the enemy is, you know, doing. You pull down his stronghold by words. My soul is restored. My strength is renewed. My soul is restored. My strength is renewed. So God is in the business of healing broken hearts. All right. Now, verse 3 again, Psalm 23, he restores my soul. Restore, all right? He restores my soul. So when he restores, what exactly is he doing? It means to turn back, all right? It could be literal, it could be figurative, not necessarily. I'm reading this from the Strong's Concordance, not necessarily with the idea of returning to the starting point, all right? Not necessarily like 100% reset, because when God restores, he doesn't have to bring it from what it was. It brings it to where he wanted it to be. Do you understand that? Not just, oh, okay, so you started off a relationship, you got hurt along the way. So it doesn't just bring you back. Don't forget, Psalm 23, verse 3 is right after 2. He obviously had made you to lie down in green pastures. He gave you waters from a quiet stream. He refreshes you. So he's setting you to his own mode. All right? To his own mode. So this is him working his own work within you. So this is him. I mean, one of the some of the Hebrew words used there is to call back, to call again, to deliver, to relieve, okay, to refresh. Are you getting this now? To relieve, to refresh. So it's, I mean, oh, beautiful. This is so like super awesome. God is working a work in you. God is doing a work in you. He would refresh you. You might feel you've lost time. You might feel you've lost a lot, but he restores your soul. And then he will lead you in paths of righteousness. He would guide and direct you. It's still all about trust. Lord, I trust you. I trust you now. I trust you always. I rest in you, building up from last week. I rest. I trust you, and I thank you because you lead me. You lead me. Listen, he is God. He is good. But I don't see his goodness. No, he wants you to. But you've got to allow him to lead you, and then you see it. It's like being in the valley of shadow of death, and all we do is murmur, grumble, complain. Psalmist said, no, I will fear no evil because he's still here. We get in trouble like, God, what were you looking at? God, what were you when this happened to me? Says, no, I trust you. You guide me out of this. You lead me out of this. You instruct me, and I will be better for it. I will be better for it. You guide, you instruct, you lead. Glory to Jesus Christ. You want to just talk to him for like 30 seconds? Thank you, Father. You restore my soul. You restore my soul. My broken heart is healed. My broken heart is healed. You restore my soul. Thank you because you lead me. You lead me. You guide me. Yes, you find me green pastures. You give me a gentle stream to drink from. You restore my soul and you keep leading me for your name's sake because you are good. And in my life, you are good. And I pray even now for every listener that your soul is quietened, restored, refreshed, and you will see the goodness of God. You will enjoy the kindness of God. He is good. I pray that you are quiet enough to see his work and to allow his work. And I pray that you come out refreshed and strong. I pray from Ephesians 3 for you, that you are strengthened with might by God's own spirit in your inner man. That you are strengthened, because to restore means to strengthen. God doesn't restore you back to what you were. He restores you back to his own idea, his own fitness, which will be strength. So I pray strength for you. I pray strength for what you might be facing. I pray strength for what might want to weaken you. I pray strength. I pray strength that you will stand firm and stand tall. I declare also the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that you are energized, energized with wisdom, energized with insight, energized with strength, with counsel, and with direction. Oh, you fire up, stronger, blessed, and refreshed, and refreshed, and refreshed, and refreshed. Oh, thank you, Father. We honor you. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. I believe that blessed you. All right. Just feel free, share with someone. Let me know how much it blessed you, and see you tomorrow.
Perfect in all your ways, you were here before my first breath, and you'll be here.